USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Expect holiday travel delays this weekend. FlightAware has over 900 delays, 100 cancellations in and out of the USA today. New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport seems to be the busiest. Elon Musk has a change of heart.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk, originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
That's Corey Myers reporting. In an effort to try and prevent the spread of COVID-19 over the winter months, the Biden administration Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says they're offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites, including providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. Becerra urges Americans to get their updated flu and COVID-19 vaccine. Thousands of firearms have been found at TSA checkpoints at airports this year.
More than 6,300 firearms have made it as far as security checkpoints so far in 2022. Officials expect that number to reach 6,600 by the end of the year. Getting caught with a gun at the airport or on a plane can cost you nearly $15,000, as the fine for firearms violations has been increased. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee report five people are being treated for severe injuries after a shooting. The suspect in last night's apartment complex shooting still at large. The injured were rushed to an area hospital in critical condition. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is for legislation that bans TikTok on government devices. The effort received unanimous support in the Senate vote. It is now closer to being adopted next week. The No TikTok on Government Devices Act was passed Wednesday night with no objections. $17 million is a great start for the release of Avatar: The Way of Water. The sequel film is projected to make between $150 and $175 million in its opening week. Weekend at the domestic box office. The original Avatar brought in over $2.9 billion worldwide and is the highest-grossing film of all time. Seems to be a mixed bag when it comes to the polls about former President Trump. Lance Pry explains.
1,000 registered voters were polled last week by USA Today's Suffolk University, with 374 of them claiming to be Republican or independent-leaning Republican. The numbers show they want Trump's policies but a different candidate. While 31% want the former president to run, 61% prefer some other Republican nominee who would continue the policies Trump pursued. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis shows an edge, 56% to Trump's 33%.
King Charles is set to invite Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan to his coronation. The Daily Mail report stated that Harry is the king's son, and though things are difficult at the moment, the door will always be left ajar. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.